So we start out this introduction.
He starts with a story, right? Yeah.
And this is chapter one, introduction. Why believe? Why believe anything?
That's right.
So he starts off with a story that says Donald had just been told by Dr. Campbell that he had been diagnosed with a very aggressive form of cancer that required immediate intensive treatment.
Wow.
Faced with this grim...
So he needs to start right away, right?
Right away.
Yeah.
And so faced with this grim medical opinion, Donald simply refused to believe it. So Donald got a second opinion. Not a bad thing to do.
Right.
But then he got a third and a fourth and a fifth. And every doctor ran the same test and came back with the same diagnosis as Dr. Campbell. Oh. He's got cancer.
He's got cancer. I mean, there it is. All of these folks are in agreement, right? So the reality was that he had cancer. He didn't believe Dr. Campbell's diagnosis. But here's the question. Why should he have believed it? And what would make him believe it, right? Why should anyone, is the question that we want to get at in this chapter, or at least one of them. Why should anyone believe anything, right? Should he have believed Dr. Campbell? That's the issue, right?
It's always good to get a second opinion. Maybe there's a different truth out there.
Yeah.
So it's about truth and reasons. Hey, what do you know? At the most fundamental level, we should believe things because they are true. Not really a profound statement, but also a really profound statement.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's an important statement, right? Yeah.
Because, and we go back to Mitch Stokes' links below.
Yeah.
It was a good book.
Yeah.
But evolution has encouraged us to believe things for survival necessity, not really because they're true.
Right.
And so
right.
2 + 2 = 4 in the sense that it's true. To help you survive, to know
how many it may not be true, but it adds to survival value, right?
So, so that's the only thing.
Yeah.
But here's the radical thing: we should believe them because they are true. What then? We ask the question: what is truth? There,
yeah.
So we recognize that our beliefs should be true beliefs rather than false beliefs.
Right.
And one could argue also that if evolution is true and it's survival, then it seems like you should want to believe true things. Real true things over false things.
Yeah. So at the most fundamental level, the idea is we believe things or we want to believe things because they are, because they're true.
Right.
That's why we should believe them, right? And so when we ask, why should we believe that, you know, that we should believe things because they're true, we're really asking, why should we believe that that's true, right? In other words, what we're looking for are reasons to believe that it really is true, right? So reasons give us, they are statements or sentences that tell us, give us, confidence that what we're saying or what we're considering or what we're believing is true, right? Reasons usually take the form, he tells us, of information, argumentation, or evidence that connects what we already know with what we don't yet believe to be true. So here we know this over here. We're not sure about this over here. And so reasons connect the two, right? Takes us basically from what we know to what we don't know yet. And helps us to have a good grasp of why we should believe that.
Right.
Right.
So one of the things that I can think of is what are stars made up of in distant galaxies? Well, it doesn't make sense for us to go there because by the time we got there, the heat death of the universe would happen, or the Lord would come again, or something like that.
Yeah.
And so they set up this kind of spectrometer to point a radio magnetic telescope at the sun. It registers a certain wavelength, and you do that to different chemicals as they burn, and they produce the same spectrum of light, and you go, oh, this has an iron core, or this is made up of hydrogen and helium, or what have you. And so you're using something that you know and then applying it to something you want to know, and then you can make the kind of the best inference from there.
Yeah.
You can always kind of change it based on new information coming in. But that's a way that you can use what you know to get to what you don't know yet.
Right, yeah.
So the point is this. While truth is ultimately what matters when it comes to beliefs, we often can't immediately determine whether our beliefs or the beliefs of others are true or not.
Right. So you know, here we're aiming at truth. We want truth. We should believe something because it's true, right? But the question he's getting at here is, how do we know it's true?
Right. So normally we have to rely on reasons.
Right.
Reasons that point us towards the truth. Reasons that indicate whether our beliefs or the beliefs of others really are true. And so that's kind of the goal. That's one of the factors of philosophy is not just evidence but reasons.
Yeah. Give me, and reasons are part of evidence. Absolutely. Right. Yeah. So give me a reason to believe that something is true, so that I can take your, you know, that take it, that it is true. So that's in general, right? So we aim at truth. And we believe that we get there by giving reasons to believe whatever the issue is true. Okay, well, why should I believe Christianity then, right? That's right, his next question, yeah, right? He says, why should you believe Christianity? Ultimately, he says he wants to say, because it's true. There. So we can, you know, it's over. Yeah, right? he says, but as we've seen, it's not nearly enough for anyone to say, you should believe Christianity because it's true, right? What do you need? Well, you need reasons, right? You should want to have reasons there that to believe Christianity is true, is what he's trying to get at here, right? So in the same way that we should believe any beliefs, we need reasons to believe. We should believe Christianity based on reasons to believe it.
Right. That's just not something that you throw a couple dice into and you're like, okay, I'll go this direction. although that's entirely a possible way of knowing things and has been done before.
That's right. The dice method.
Yeah.
I like the coin method, right? Yeah. Let's flip a coin. Ah, this is what's true. How do you know it's heads?
Yeah. That's what Two-Face does. Yeah. So before we get there, though, we have to consider those various reasons. However, it's important to be clear to clear away some common misunderstandings about the idea of truth, particularly the idea of religious truth.
Okay, so before we talk about why we believe that Christianity is true, before we give the reasons, he wants to consider some misunderstandings, right?
Because, you know, oh, you believe it because it helps you and it's true for you. Let's go from there. And, you know, it doesn't really, no skin off my teeth kind of type attitude.
Right.
Like, oh, that's nice. So you believe that a snake god is underneath the crust of the earth and volcanoes are the way that he consumes the world.
Yeah.
Okay. That works for you.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Sure. And that's the type of religious belief that we come to anticipate from people who are cordial.
Yeah.